Ever watched a poker pro make an impossible fold? Somehow knowing their opponent held the nuts, despite all logic suggesting otherwise.
That's the mental game at work. The invisible edge separating consistent winners from everyone else.
In The Mental Game of Poker 2, Jared Tendler reveals how elite players consistently reach the zone, that state where decisions flow effortlessly, and opponents might as well be playing with their cards face up. Even Phil Hellmuth credits these methods for his late career resurgence, while online crusher Dusty Leatherass Schmidt considers them instrumental to his remarkable success.
What if you could access the same level of performance consistently?
The journey begins with understanding what truly happens in your mind when you play your absolute best.
We've all experienced those magical sessions where everything clicks. Decisions feel automatic, gut instincts prove accurate, and you remain calm despite pressure. This isn't just running well, it's being in the zone with distinct characteristics we can understand and replicate. The zone requires balancing three components: energy, learning, and data processing. Your energy follows an inverted U curve. Too little leaves higher brain functions underperforming, while excessive energy during tilt shuts down these same functions. Each player has their own optimal functioning zone. The magical knowing comes from unconscious learning, accessing knowledge below conscious awareness. The Iowa Gambling Task Research showed participants had stress reactions to bad card decks before consciously recognizing patterns. This unconscious competence develops through consistent practice and proper experience processing. High-stakes player Danny Steinberg found that reaching the zone isn't about forcing focus, but developing heightened awareness through preparation. During the WSOP main event, he made an extraordinary fold with pocket jacks when he recognized his opponent's behavior matched a previous hand with aces, subtle pattern recognition exemplifying the zone.
You can't will yourself into the zone. It requires the right ingredients. Create a zone profile documenting your peak performance experiences. This living document tracks progress and helps recognize performance level differences. Consistent routines increase your chances of reaching the zone by creating a relationship between preparation and peak performance. Like athletes who use routines to create a mental bubble blocking distractions, your poker routine should only include elements that genuinely help your play. An effective warm-up builds momentum for high-level play, prepares you to identify problems, buffers against stress, and separates poker from other activities. Include removing distractions, reviewing goals, examining strategic notes, and incorporating relaxation techniques. The often neglected cooldown significantly influences future zone performance. During play, unconscious tactical and mental data accumulates that needs processing. Document zone experiences, analyze tactical play, review challenging hands, note mental game issues, and assess variance. Use these insights to inform your next warm-up, creating a dynamic feedback loop. Even consistent players fall out of the zone when triggers accumulate faster than your mind can process them. Zone killers include fatigue, mental overload, past-future thoughts, hyper-awareness, lack of challenge, and changing table dynamics. Recovery begins with recognition. The earlier you catch the signs, the easier it becomes. Creating an A to C game analysis helps map your performance range. High-stakes player Darren Kramer developed the ability to recognize within seconds when his play deteriorated.
After recognition, study your mind with a deep breath, then inject logic, goals, or inspiration to address specific problems. Create targeted statements for issues like frustration, variance makes poker profitable, overconfidence, or pressure. Finally, use strategic reminders to recover specific skills that disappear when you slip from the zone. Many players value improving their game but lack structure. A more organized approach to learning helps you adapt to changing environments and maintain consistency through poker's inevitable variance. Learning progresses through four stages: intangible competence, knowing what's right intuitively; conceptual competence, understanding why after an aha moment, conscious competence, regularly applying concepts, and unconscious competence, automatic application under pressure. Quality repetition, not just time invested, drives mastery. While Gladwell's 10,000-hour rule applies to entire disciplines, individual poker skills may require about 1,000 quality repetitions. Repetitions in challenging situations count more. A correct river value bet in a tough high-stakes game might equal 4 standard repetitions. Deliberate practice, grueling, repetitive training with constant feedback, distinguishes elite performers. Psychologist K. Anders Ericsson's research shows natural talents, like Tiger Woods, are actually the hardest working. Phil Ivey exemplifies this in poker, acknowledging he makes mistakes every session, but recognizes them and continuously improves.
Long-term poker success hinges on decision quality, not just tactics. Players draw on 3 knowledge types: intuition, spontaneous feelings from new and existing knowledge; instinct, deeply ingrained knowledge at unconscious competence level; and thinking, conscious working memory processes. Working memory holds only 5 to 9 data pieces simultaneously. Chunking overcomes this by compressing information. Experienced players instantly assess board texture rather than analyzing individual cards. Elite players excel at filtering irrelevant information, like panning for gold. When in the zone, distractions naturally fade, allowing focus on truly important factors. Several decision-making pitfalls create inconsistencies in play. Confirmation bias is especially costly, seeking information confirming existing beliefs while rejecting contradictory evidence. Players often attribute wins to skill, but blame losses entirely on luck. Overattachment to premium hands, like pocket aces, can block contradictory information, while the fuck it's mentality substitutes gambling for making difficult decisions.
Self-discipline bridges understanding mental game concepts and implementing them. While poker attracts those seeking autonomy, this freedom demands greater personal responsibility. Without self-discipline, consistently applying improvement strategies becomes impossible. Willpower, the energy powering self-discipline, isn't a fixed trait, but a finite resource that depletes across life areas. You can strengthen it by developing good habits, particularly keystone habits that trigger cascading positive behaviors. High-stakes Omaha player Darren Kramer transformed his results by adopting a professional approach. He created a yearly schedule modeled after tennis professionals, identifying major tournaments like WSOP and Aussie Millions as his Grand Slams, and structuring preparation accordingly. Achieving extreme grinding goals requires realistic planning with adequate rest periods, minimal distractions, achievable short-term targets when motivation dips, and consistent warm-up and cool-down routines.
The mental game isn't mystical. It's a concrete set of skills requiring deliberate practice. While tactical edges diminish as poker evolves, mental game improvements compound over time, creating an edge that's uniquely yours. Imagine making decisions with complete clarity during massive downswings, recognizing when you've slipped from your A game within seconds, or consistently reaching that flow state where everything clicks. These aren't fantasies, they're achievable realities for those willing to put in the work. When you next play, remember, cards fall randomly, but your properly trained mind will always be your greatest asset. Your journey toward mental game mastery begins with one decision. Will you continue letting emotions dictate your results, or take control and become the player you're truly capable of being?